این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. The contents of the mandatory prayer are also expression of glorification of Allah and takbir, and are eulogizing and praise. This is because that perhaps it wants us to understand. It wants all of the human being to understand that in the very first one, that you want to enter the greatest worship of Allah, you be aware that blessed and almighty Allah is greater than that, you worship Him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to Arab English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. We're going to start with this sentence from Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and its revolution. Today's sentence is: struggle for purification of ethics and encourage your friends to moral edification. As you know, the Amr bi Ma'ruf, Nahy anil Munkar, or persuading other people in order to do good deeds and forbidding them from doing bad deeds, is one of the principles of our religion, Islam. And it is the most common activity in all social settings, for sure. Sometimes it may be explicit, we argue for or against something, and at others, it's implicit. We show interest or lack of interest. More often than we realize, we're engaged in persuading others or are being persuaded by them about big and small things in life. It's a very powerful force also. That is why that marketers yearn for word-of-mouth publicity, and powerful media machines long for becoming the talk of the town. So, concerned with good as it is, Islam gives this tremendous social force a purpose. It must be used for promoting good, truth, and justice, and checking evil and injustice. That is the essence of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The Quran declares it as the defining mission for this ummah. You are the best community that has been raised for mankind. You enjoin good and forbid evil, and you believe in Allah. At another place, Quran declares promoting good as an attribute of believers and promoting evil as an attribute of hypocrites. The believers, men and women, are protectors of each other. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil. On the other hand, the hypocrites, both men and women, proceed one from another. They enjoin the wrong and forbid the right. So, as we see, even in the Holy Quran, we have this tinge of Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, our religion and principles of our religion, which we saw in the speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, defender of Islamic Republic of Iran and the revolution, which wasn't only the revolution of Ummah, it was a revolution of hearts and souls. May Allah bless all of us and put us in a revolutionary form to the path of His satisfaction.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.